So, let's see. Let's see. Today's date is Monday, July 26, 2021. I tweeted a couple of things out. I feel like I don't know if my tweets actually go anywhere. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. My human and civil rights have been violated in so many ways. I don't know if it has or not, but I've lost my voice, so my voice sounds different. My name's Nicola Warren, and I'm going to say a lot in this recording, but first I'm just going to read some of my tweets. I said, teens don't get first jobs to pay their moms. They get jobs to pay for things their mom can't afford or can't pay for. Change Department of Welfare laws before you lower incentive and reward for the next generation. The people in DC are too rich to even realize or make laws for the poor. And then I said, so far, this administration is teaching my kids, if you work, you will have less. Both high schoolers work so that they can buy things for themselves I can't afford, but should be able to afford after an illegal surgery where the truth and monetary restitution is being deliberately withheld. I didn't say all of that. I just said, both high schoolers work so they can buy things for themselves I can't afford, but should after my illegal surgery. However, that's being covered up. This took away our food stamps, which I really shouldn't be on food stamps with the microwave technology running through my bloodstream from an illegal, unconstitutional surgery, hysterectomy, where an illegal implant was put in my body 6 years ago that they're lying about and covering up. That burns me, stabs me, chokes me, twists my ligaments, and rapes me, digitally rapes me, and stabs at my ears, rings my ears. Did I say burn the top of my head? Shocks my fingers. I've tried to turn lemons into lemonade by first figuring out a way to cope with all these things that happen to my body. Recognizing that it doesn't have to be used the way that it's being used to coerce, to torture, to intimidate. Everything that happens to me doesn't hurt, but things do hurt and they're being made to deliberately hurt. My leg gets twisted. Last night, my leg was twisted for several hours. I was jabbed in my vaginal area for several hours. I was burned at the top of my head and stabbed in my ears. And it's because someone is accessing the implant, illegal implant that was put in my body. It doesn't have to be used this way. My leg doesn't have to get twisted. My vaginal area doesn't have to get jabbed. My head doesn't have to get burned and my ears don't have to get stabbed. So right now, my vaginal area isn't getting jabbed and my head isn't getting burned. So my point is that the way that this technology is being used on me, I think for a whole lot of reasons. One, they want to make it look like I'm crazy. Two, they want to take credit for my my research and self-discovery as a primary source with this implant in my body put there without my consent. I don't think they expected me to learn or to cope or to research and to realize a lot of things about this technology. One, that it's ASL, that it's Morse code, that it's latitude and longitude, that is being someone who has access to it is choosing to use it to try to turn Black women's vaginas into public utilities, is using it to try to bring back slavery, is using it to try to turn humans into human drones and recreate or create terrorism. So, I mean, I never chose to have this thing put in my body, but I do realize that the way you use something changes the context, period. So, and you don't have to use something in the same way all the time. So it's kind of like, you can, a car can become a weapon. A knife can become a weapon. A gun can be used to hunt deer or can be used to hunt deer, or it can be used to kill a person. Technology can be used to write a paper, or it could be used to hack and steal from others. So it's the same thing as this technology. It can be used for astronauts to read their vitals. And they're, like I said, there's one thing to read vitals. There's another thing to manipulate them and to hurt someone with the technology. So context is always important. And I'm never talking out of two sides of my mouth. I'm always talking about what is actually happening and how it's being used. And I think that the people that have done this to me want to take credit for everything that they've learned from me. And they've learned a lot from me. I've had this thing in my body since 2015, 2015. And with Henrietta Lacks, in Miss Everest Boys, they always use Black people to test science and technology on. They always use us as practice dummies. And then when they learn from us, then they take credit for everything that they've learned. They get people with PhDs to write peer review articles as secondary sources. Secondary sources are people that have never experienced the pain, don't have the implant in their body. They're basically observers. They evaluate and they copy and repeat and witness what someone who is the primary source has experienced. And then they call themselves experts when they don't even know how it feels. They don't know what it does to the human body. They don't know how it affects the human psychology or anything. They're observing. They're observing things from my 2000, maybe more than 2000 recordings from 2015. And the bottom line is I deserve millions from Allegheny Health Network, one of the biggest networks in Western Pennsylvania, for putting something in my body without my consent and trying to use it to human traffic, to turn my pussy into a public utility, to use it to twist my ligaments and intimidate me and to hurt me and to torture me on U.S. soil for no reason. So for that reason alone, I deserve millions from Allegheny Health Network. But so far, the only people getting paid is dead Black people. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor. We got to die first in order to get credit or get paid for things that were done to us that was unconstitutional. And I'm Black and I never consented to this implant, and they're lying and covering up what they've done to me so that they can deny me monetary restitution while I'm alive. So anywho, back to the normal things that I was discussing. So I said some things that, I'm sure will be edited and cherry picked so that it could create anger amongst the U.S., our U.S.ers. I made that up, U.S.ers, our U.S. citizens. But once again, context. And so I said, I guess I should read it. I said, in 1960, Blacks were discriminated against and use sit-ins to end segregation. Now, I should have put some Blacks use a psychological weapon of conformity in the same way against those who see and speak out on the hypocrisy and how technology is used to torture, take away freedom, human and civil rights. And then I put GE, 7/25/21. And I was referring to Giant Eagle yesterday when I went to go buy something over where they sell fried chicken. And then I had took my daughter to another McDonald's where it was like I believe she was like an older African-American. So I'm referring to a couple of shady activities that I see amongst my people. And there's some of them. And then when I went to go pick up my mother from the hotel the day of my hearing, where I was charged with a felony for recording the water department because they had turned my water off, even though I was making payments according to the written agreement, which I completed, and the oral agreement in which I had to make payments every month. And I did do that. And they had still cut my water off. So I had to record them because they had changed the terms of my agreement. And they charged me with a felony for wiretapping when, in fact, my body has been wiretapped. Oh, and then they charged me with intercept communications when my body is a product of intercept communications. Not only can my body pick up sound, it generates sound. Believe me, it does. It moves my ligaments. It vibrates my buttocks. It vibrates my vaginal area. This implant stabs my ears. It twists my ligaments. My fingers get shocked. I shock things when I touch them. It chokes my throat. It burns the top of my head. So my whole body is a felony. My body is a felony, and I can't do surgery on myself. So I have an implant in my body that is considered wiretapping and intercept communications. This implant communicates to my body with pain. It uses B.F. Skinner's operant conditioning. The use of pain as punishment, the withdrawal of pain as reward. That's communications. That's intercept communications, to be able to put something in someone's body that does these things in a conditioned, in a controlled, in a systematic way that can be remote operated, remote access by an outside third system, party, company, whatever. The bottom line is it's something that was illegally, unlawfully put in my body that communicates with my body in these ways. So the thing that they charged me with, which I shouldn't even have a water bill with a microwave technology running through my bloodstream. I should have plenty of money to pay all of my bills, but I don't because they're lying and covering up my surgery. So, as you can see, my voice is different, and I've had to call 911 several times over several years to report the attacks, just to get it documented, just to say that I've said something. I filed complaints with the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, the General Counsel of Pennsylvania, the Department of Welfare. I've told going to the doctors, I've allowed them to run tests, and they continue to lie and cover up my illegal, unconstitutional surgery, and then also to deprive me of financial resources that leaves me and my kids in a deprived, dilapidated, horrible condition. And I believe, and now they want to offer me case management, and literally it's the case management is just so that they can be able to make medical decisions when this implant finally overtakes my body so that they can do the George Floyd autopsy. So, and I've talked about that in other recordings, is that by leaving me financially destitute to the point where I have to get case management for people who are mentally incapacitated or people with criminal records, even though I don't have a criminal record, but this institution, this wiki, whatever it is, it's for people who have mental disabilities, people who have criminal records. It's supposed to be a community-based program to get them reintegrated into society, right? Except I have a bachelor's from Drexel, a master's from Grand Canyon University. I don't have a criminal record. I do get burned in my head, so I probably do have some mental delays at this point as a result of what happens to my body as a result of this technology and this surgery. But I just designed and developed an access database for stocks that outperforms some of your best stock databases. I'm talking about the Edge. So not everything in it outperforms it. Just there's a certain part of my database that has a niche or a feature that none of the other stock databases have that makes mine marketable. So even if I have, because I get burned in my head and it's caused me to have some issues, which I can't deny anymore. It's like I fight it. I play all these word games and I literally be ready to cry because I know that this is happening to me because I'm being hurt all the time. And I literally feel like it's so that whoever keeps using this implant on me to hurt me this way wants me to be mentally incapacitated because they want to do the George Floyd autopsy. They want to learn everything they can about this science in my body, this technology, because I don't really think that they exactly knew what they were doing in 2015. I feel like they've learned a lot since 2015. And now they want my body. They won't give me the money. They won't tell the truth. They got me and my kids living crazy, living just horrible with limited funds. And then my family, I don't know what they think. I kind of know what they think. And then people think that I'm crazy. It's just fucking evil. It's the most fucking evilest thing in the 21st century. It's disgusting what they're doing to me. But anyway, let me get back to my tweets. So, yeah, where was I? So I guess I should read that tweet again. Well, no, I don't need to read that tweet again. So I said with the events that have transpired, the torture to my body, it is my opinion that it is some Dems and Blacks who are the real culprits, truly evil, have taken interest in control, torture, and power, and some, and some loss of freedom for many. And then I did the comparison of 1807, which was where I lived at when this implant was put in my body, and the house was even worse. And I filed complaints in 2015 and 2016 after they put this thing in my body. And then 1259, where I live at now. And then two of my children never received the Biden stimulus when all four of us were eligible for it. They took away my food stamps which I shouldn't even be on them with the implant in my body, a legal implant, because my kids got jobs. I filed my tax return and I still haven't got my tax rebate. So my thoughts are that possibly someone may have stolen my kid's social security number. And that's why I haven't gotten the Biden stimulus or the tax rebate, because it doesn't make sense. And I had said something else. I said, I am witnessing and feeling the hypocrisy of power. I thought maybe I was wrong in 2015 and 2016. However, my body and my finances is telling me otherwise. Actions always trumps words. And so I've been getting hurt a lot. Like, literally, I feel like whoever is accessing this thing in my body is trying to physically break me. And financial resources are being deliberately withheld from myself and my children. And I feel like things have gotten worse since the Democrats have gotten in there. And I don't even know if this is a Democratic thing, but they're running things now. And someone is deliberately withholding financial resources from me. I got two letters for two of my kids that said that they were both going to receive food stamp cards because they went to a school that was eligible for free and reduced meals. all my kids told me that their friends got the cards, but we did not get any of those cards. But yet I had the letters that told me I was supposed to get those cards by June 30th. We also did not get two of the Biden stimulus. Neither one of my kids received it this year and then half of last year. And I have three children in my house. And then on top of it, they charged me with a felony for recording the water department for turning off my water when I was paying the bill every month. And they charged me with wiretapping and intercept communications, which is the very thing that they've done to me with this illegal implant. It is beyond evil. Beyond evil, what is happening in this country. And this is happening under a Democratic Biden administration. And it's a strong arm tactic. And I feel like this implant was put in my body in 2015 and 2016. They had 6 years to tell the truth and do the right thing. And I've been getting hurt aggressively. Every single day, it's been relentless. It's been torturous. And I feel like, are y'all the ones trying to bring back slavery? Because I'm not going to be a fucking slave. I'm just not. Not in the USA. I don't give a fuck if you're black, white, Asian, Indian. I don't give a damn what party you're from. You're not going to do it. You're not going to bring it back. The only thing y'all going to be remote controlling at the end of the day is dust. Fucking dust. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Freedom, it must.